Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Monday, March 25th. It is time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. Today we recap U.S. Women's and then the news. And in case you're stuck in traffic and the guy next to you is looking for something to listen to, let him know about Disc Golf Daily. Now let's get to it. Our top news story of the day, Missy Gannon wins U.S. Women's, the first PDGA major of 2024. Gannon led the field in scramble percentage, fairway hits, strokes gained from C1X, and averaged a 1,004 event rating. This is her first PDGA major victory. Missy Gannon is a five-time Elite Series winner, with two of those being the Pro Tour Championship. She's often called Big Money Missy for that reason. Gannon was 88% from C1X, 42 of 48, gaining almost 8 strokes on the field. The three previous times she was in the lead going into the final round, she won the tournament. She did it again at U.S. Women's. She is now 4 for 4 with leads going into the final round at Elite Series or Majors. When asked about the final round not being easy out there, she replied, "It's a little different when it's the final round and everything matters just a little bit more. It is so hard to stay in your own lane when you are so aware of what everyone else is doing. I was trying to stay in the moment, but it was tough to do sometimes." When asked what it feels like to be a major champion, "I worked so hard, and it's one of the last things I wanted to do. I hope it's not the last time, but I am just so happy to get that first major win." She said it was one of the last things she wanted to do. I do have to wonder what else is on her disc golf bucket list. Interestingly, that final round, she was always within striking distance of Evelina, but Evelina, who finished in second, could never quite string things together to put any real pressure. Neither of them were able to press the final round. Or perhaps they were pressing too much. Evelina would drop 7 strokes to Valerie Mandahano, 6 of them on holes 1, 2, 3, and 5, before righting the ship enough to hold on for a 1-stroke lead over Valerie, who rounds out our podium. Owen Scoggins finished the round bogey, double bogey, and missed the podium by 1 stroke. It felt a little like someone flapped the unflappable. Kristen Tatar finished 6th, averaging 986 golf. Missy averaged 1,004, shooting a blistering 1032 in round 1. Let's get to the numbers. Special thanks to PDGA Stats and StatMando for some of the numbers in this episode. Kristen's average rating through her first 10 elite or major rounds of the season, 2023 compared to 2024. 2023, she was shooting 990 average in those first 10 rounds. In 2024, 999. The number of hot rounds of those 10 that were Kristen's? In 2023, 6 of those 10 were hot rounds. In 2024, 1. Kristen Tatar is still the best, or we'll find out for sure on Thursday, but she is. It's just hard to be the best every day. Next up, players in the top 10 that beat their rating by the most. Congratulations to Jordan Lins, who finished in 7th. She beat her rating by 43 points. Amazing. Evelina Solomon, who finished in 2nd, beat her rating by just over 33 points. And Missy Gannon, who finished in 1st, beat her rating by just over 33 points. And honorable mention has to be given to these folks because we keep seeing their names well above their rating. They are climbing the charts quickly. Cadence Burge finished 11th, almost 40 points above her rating. Emily Weatherman finished 37th, 38 points above her rating. And Eliezer Midling finished 21st, 37 points above her rating. And I have to close with an honorable mention to Heidi Leina. She finished 5th and averaged 32 points above her rating. Even with missing the first event, Chess.com, she is in the top 10 in tour points. A great start to her season. And the three highest rated players to miss cash, Ollie Smith, Maria Oliva, and Morgan Lenz. It is really tough to cash week in and week out, especially at the biggest and most talented FPO field in history. Congratulations to everyone involved in making this event as special as it was. 100 players in FPO, 350 women competing overall. It is inspiring to see this incredible growth. And just to close things out with a little bit of fun, Lisa Fakus was as close to an ace as you can get, hitting low in the chains and just having too much speed and angle to stay in. Link in the show notes to the incredible shot. Best comment of the day goes to Jonathan Miller with this gem. Way to fake us with the fake ace, Lisa Fakus. Oh, that's good. Our first news story of the day comes to us from UDisc and Puerto Rico. Patrick O'Neill and Brittany Hurdle fell in love with Puerto Rico and moved from Florida to Puerto Rico over the course of late 2022 and early 2023. Now they live in a bus, travel the island, and promote disc golf with mobile baskets and a hoard of loaner discs donated by clubs and disc golf companies every chance they get. Juan Lopez, the owner of a beachside hotel in southeast Puerto Rico, noticed an unfamiliar vehicle repeatedly visiting a long-abandoned coconut grove. He's thinking to himself, what is going on over there? The bus keeps showing up, and one day I see someone throw a disc through the palm grove. Like, what's happening here? Turns out it was three guys that weren't from there, and each one was throwing a disc through the grove where you had grass that was like 3 feet high. He eventually went over and asked what they were doing, and O'Neill and Hurdle started recognizing their dream coming true. As they prepared to move to Puerto Rico in 2022, they reached out to find people who would help support the vision that they had. A bunch of staff members from Dynamic Discs and Westside Discs jumped on board. They started drawing big crowds. Those crowds drew the attention of a park director. The park director invited Traveling Chains, the name of their company, to display disc golf at a summer sport camp with over 400 attendees. Another big success was when a town on the East Coast asked Traveling Chains to set up in a baseball stadium, and they had 150 kids play disc golf with them each Wednesday for 3 weeks. But their goal was to get a permanent course in Puerto Rico. It was by no means easy meeting with many people who turned them down until they arrived in Yabucoa. They were given the green light to make a course in a park that hadn't been maintained in decades. It was overgrown and filled with trash, but they saw a diamond in the rough. Quote, "You have the beach on one side, mountains on the other, and 100-foot palms all the way around you. The views are just world class." Short version, Puerto Rico has their first course. Thank you, Traveling Chains PR and the town of Yabucoa. And our final news story of the day, Australian Disc Golf is accepting job applications for registration coordinator. If that interests you, get your applications in by 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, March 30th. I'd go ahead and get it in by the 29th because I have no idea when Australian Eastern Standard Time is. You gotta love Americans. That's it for us today. Thank you all for listening to Disc Golf Daily. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, feel free to shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.